right, it's the Rundown Tuesday, brought to you by SoFi. Did you know that you're being underpaid by your bank account? It means you're not getting enough interest on your money. It's just sitting in your checking account or in your savings account. You're not making enough on your money. SoFi money is the best of checking and savings accounts put into one account. You'll earn way more interest on it. There's no fees, no account fees, no overdraft fees. Even ATM fees get reimbursed. So open up yourself a SoFi account. Make money on your money. Go to SoFi.com/Barstool. SoFi.com/Barstool. Make that money. You're going to need money, Dan, because you're going to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Congrats.
But it's Francis's birthday.
Yeah, that was...
That's more... Stop. It's Francis's birthday.
I almost have to imagine that you chose to announce this today.
I did not, just
to cuck his birthday.
I thought about that. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm not going to be here on Friday, so it was...
So it was just a happy accident, because
if there was one
person that could get birthday cucked, you've already birthday cucked Riggs, and now you birthday cucked...
It was like the first thing I said when I saw the announcement.
Francis,
I was like,
I didn't realize it was
that.
His birthday. But he's having a party in a couple weeks, so that will be his...
Yeah, whatever.
He did kind of walk away. So
what are we looking at? Like June-ish for the baby?
Yeah,
so maybe we can birthday cuck somebody. Anybody got a June birthday?
Well, I was
here?
Just saying, I mean, I hope.
The baby cat.
Yeah,
really
we're hoping that it comes right when Dave's in Nantucket, so that way I can just go like 5 years without Dave even realizing I have a child.
That'd be sweet.
I can basically grow like you know how we always, it's not going to be content. But, like, someday my child will be strong and come and kick his ass. And he'll be like, I didn't even know you had a kid. And that'd be great.
I'll be honest. I didn't realize you were actually having a kid until I was, like, halfway through the blog. I saw, like, I'm going to become a dad. And
wouldn't
I was
that
like,
be, like,
what
most fucked up?
Like,
wouldn't that be
about?
So fucked up if I was like, yeah, I'm getting another dog?
Yeah.
I thought it would be something like that. I was like, oh, he lost a part of my take bet. He
right.
right.
Yeah.
Imagine
and then halfway through the blog, I was like, oh, shit, he's having a kid.
Hank is, too. He's going to get a cat soon.
Everybody's families are growing here.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
Buckle
you.
Up.
Thank you.
Dan said to me on the Barstool Gold podcast, he was like, you know, I already don't sleep a lot, so I'm not worried about that. And I got 3 TVs, so I'll still be able to watch everything. I was like, yeah, okay. See how that works out for
we'll
you.
We'll see.
I could just already picture you like baby in one hand, like bowl of potato chips in the other, like a good like Sunday
yeah,
just
said
watching
I was
football.
Get fat. I was like, gonna get fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was kind of walking around the office just being like, Dan doesn't realize how fat he's going to get.
Yeah, it's like, I'm right here.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right, on to the sports news of the day. Bad news. Well, Bob Fox is here because we got to talk Conor McGregor, but also new podcast out. We'll talk about that in the after show. But we start off with Conor McGregor. I did not realize, so Conor McGregor, there's allegations of sexual assault.
Yep.
I did
retired.
Not and the
retired
retirement.
Last night.
That was a smart move. If you retire, then that like basically gets all the stuff off, right?
That's the rule.
It felt like that was calculated. Now that the other news came out,
yeah,
it feels like the retirement at 3 a.m. on a random
makes
Tuesday.
Makes a little more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. There was when the John Jones like scandal was going on with his legal issues. They like stripped him of the title, suspended him. Maybe he's like, you can't suspend me. I'm retired.
Right. I'm retired.
He's
I'm
like declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So when the case is done, if he can come back, he'll be like, yeah, you didn't suspend me. I was retired.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that this was, as you said, like the worst kept secret.
It kind of was the worst kept secret, especially for those like in the MMA world. There are these like WhatsApp groups from Dublin that like always... Everyone thinks it's like the biggest inside info ever, and they leak to everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were saying this since like mid-December.
Right, you said December 9th or 10th was like the date that this allegedly happened.
Yeah, I've known probably since December 10th.
Right, but and there's a bunch of legal reasons you can't say things.
You can't say things because over in Ireland, no names for ongoing cases like this can be released until the case is completely concluded.
That seems like a good law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which obviously something has developed or maybe the New York Times over here just said, fuck it, we don't care about
I'm not
rules,
sure what it was because the last actual development, I wrote the blog, I've had the blog written for a while, but the last actual development I saw was on January 17th that like Conor was cooperating and he turned himself in, gave like DNA samples, did stuff like that, and then they released him and they were like, we'll decide what to do from here. And then
not
it kind of went silent for a few months and everyone was like, did somebody get paid off? Did, you know, there's rumors flying around everything. It's super serious. The allegations are horrendous. And I said, if they turn out to be true at all, I'm obviously out on Conor McGregor, but you hope that they're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, shitty situation all around.
Shitty situation.
But let's.
He's retired.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. He's not even a star.
I didn't realize this other stuff had come until, like, I woke up in the middle of the night and was like, Conor McGregor retired.
I also was sound asleep, and I was just like, man, today went so well last night. I was like, it couldn't have gone any better. You go to sleep, and I got my R2-D2 text tone. Went wild.
Oh, geez,
it sounded
your
like
new podcast, yeah.
Here again. It was like, it was going bananas. And I wake up, I'm like, what the hell? I have a text from Coley, and it's just he sent me the tweet.
There's nothing worse. There's no worse feeling than going.
God damn.
I remember we taped.
A little topless Periscope from Bob last night.
Oh, yeah.
Flashing some nips.
Yeah, I was flashing nips on Periscope last night.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
I'm sure they did.
We taped the episode of.
Started all over
I also might have dabbled in the marijuana right beforehand. I was so baked on
that
Periscope. You were crazy.
When you were doing the, like, wait for the Periscope to fill up, you were just like.
Yeah, I mean. Sorry, Mom.
Cardi B. Cardi B keeps it real. I think she maybe kept it a little bit too real this time. She told everybody that she used to tell dudes that she was going to fuck them, and then she would take them back to a hotel or wherever, and she would drug them, and she would rob them. There was also a video.
I feel like Cardi B's above problematic.
I don't hate it.
Oh, yeah. Honestly?
I don't hate it.
That's Cardi B for you.
Yeah,
like, it's like
of course. I mean, I said to Ebony, I was like, "What do you think of this?" She's like, "Motherfuckers do this all the time."
Yeah,
like,
she then explained to you. She's like, "You drug them, so it's easier to steal." And you're like, "No, I understand."
Oh,
like,
yeah,
no,
we got that part.
She was like, when they're passed out, like, it's so much easier.
Yeah, she's like, they can't fight back, and you're like, "Yeah, I know, you drug."
I understand the concept.
Is there any blowback?
Her tweets were like, you know, y'all are trying to cancel me on Twitter and Instagram, like crying face emojis, like laughing face emojis.
I feel
emojis.
Like she's uncancelable.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, there's also another video, the girl, do you know about that Cardi B video? Is that new or old? The tranny one?
Oh, so that one is.
There's a video of her in a car and she was like, I guess along the same lines.
A nigga cheat on me, I mean a guy, I'ma take him out, we're gonna get drunk, I'ma get him all perked up and everything, we're gonna have a good time, get him super twisted, then bring a bitch around, we're gonna have a threesome, and when he wake up, he gonna be like, what the fuck? Yeah, because the bitch was a tranny. I mean, yup, we had a threesome with a tranny. Yup, a tranny sucked your dick. You don't gotta fuck another nigga to get even, bitch. There's other ways to get even.
I almost feel like saying tranny and doing that is
that
worse than the robbing.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
The robbing is just like, yeah, she's, you know, that's the BX for
yeah,
it.
Word.
That's how Cardi rolls.
The robbing one is like everyone wants rappers to be so hard and like street tough until they are, apparently, because now we're trying to cancel it. The hashtag surviving Cardi B hashtag, that's very funny.
That's funny. You're right, though, Kevin. It's like words are somehow
worse
more
than
harmful
actions.
Than actions.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's just flat out a double standard. If a guy was drugging a girl and doing anything or robbing her, it would be a catastrophe. A girl does it to a guy and she's a little bit of like a, you know, tough chick from the hood. It's kind of like, okay, I don't know. It's not right.
Yeah.
It ain't right.
No.
Rhea wrote the blog being like, I'm against this. And we were all kind of like, you pussy. We were like making fun of her.
Yeah, like
she was like, I'm not bending
this
on this one, guys. I'm not. No, you shouldn't drug and rob people. I get that. But it's Cardi B.
Yeah, it's Cardi B.
Like,
if anyone's doing it should be her. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how she rolls.
That's par for the course.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by PointsBet. You get $50 plus two risk-free bets up to $1,000. What does that mean? I can just bet $1,000 with no exposure?
So you can bet up to $1,000, yeah. And if you lose, you get – it's a free bet.
For $1,000?
Yeah.
What's the gambling
I mean, I know
age?
You guys dabble in big games, but I'll do –
18? 21?
21, I think. Yeah,
what's
I think
that?
It's 21.
I said, what's the gambling age?
I think it's
I'd love to get in on that offer.
Although it's 18 for the lottery, so I don't know. But it's 21 for a casino.
But that
good
might be
question.
Good.
Do you want to double check that?
You can they're doing a Make It Rain promo. You get $3 for every three-pointer that your team makes in the tournament. And PointsBet's Karma Committee has also refunded UCF Moneyline bets. So they're in the game of, you know, they're doing what's right for a lot of the gamblers out there. Good promotion, by the way. I mean,
yes.
I'm sure people fucking love
Tourney's
that.
Back on Thursday.
So go to pointsbet.com, I guess, and use the promo code Barstool. Get the $50 and the two risk-free bets up to $1,000. The Mets are in the news for good reasons.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, yes, your initial reaction to me, you sign what I think is the best pitcher in baseball for the rest of his serviceable years at a good price, team-friendly deal. Not going to have to see him in pinstripes or any other team. That's a good thing. It's a great thing. me being the ever pessimistic fan, I'm worried that like this means the Wilpons are going to close up the wallet. This is all they're spending.
Yes, they
and
are.
That's it, because I could see them being like, yeah, well, we signed DeGrom, so that's it. But I don't know.
Also, he's going to get hurt.
I mean, definitely.
Like, yeah, definitely. When I read it, I was like, is he hurt yet?
100%. I mean, he's got to regress a little bit at minimum from last year, because you just can't do what he did last year. It was like the best season ever. But yeah, I mean, he'll blow out his elbow or fuck up his shoulder or just like start to stink for some reason. It will happen inevitably. But yeah, for right now, Jake is a Met. Then all of a sudden, though, real quick, the universe evens things out. Did you see their practice up in Syracuse?
Yeah, so Syndergaard basically got DeGrom this money.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Syndergaard like spoke this into existence. I'm sure they were planning on it anyway.
Right.
But Noah speaks up and was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Also, like, there goes your money, Noah. Like, which maybe Noah's probably happy he's not going to be a Met long term. But the Wilpons are not going to pay you that kind of money.
Solid master plan.
Yeah, he wants to get the fuck out of Queens.
I hate Noah Syndergaard so much.
Really?
Why? He's such a pussy. And he also can't call himself Thor because.
Oh, that's why. This is some comic book nerd shit. I get it.
Can't call yourself Thor and then you got, like, finger toe injuries. Like, fuck off, Noah Syndergaard.
Blisters are fucking tough, right?
He is a pussy. Straight up pussy.
Friend meet of the, him at former 60 friend feet, of the
six
program.
Inches, bud. See what happens.
Yeah.
Meet him at 60 feet. I'll meet him at Rough and Rowdy.
Are you
challenging him for the Octagon?
I mean, Rough and Rowdy, I'd fight Noah Syndergaard, yeah.
Didn't he date Cooper Trooper?
He did.
What's that?
Didn't he date Cooper Trooper?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Did you see him tweet about it?
Yeah,
last night?
He did like a Twitter. Well, so also back to the Syracuse thing. He was very openly saying it's very stupid that the Mets planned a practice, a workout in Syracuse 2 days before opening
day. Is 100. I couldn't understand why they're doing that.
Yeah, it's their new AAA affiliate, and they wanted to like promote it.
Ugh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's
why do you
March
care about promoting your AAA affiliate? And why? What would this do? Would you be like, oh wow, the Mets practiced up in Syracuse, so I'm gonna like go to see the AAA? What are we talking about here?
Right.
Sounds like something that would happen here, where like somebody like office manager Brett would book something, and Dave would be like,
why the fuck?
Wait a minute!
This?
Like it gets to the day before, and they're like, wait, why are we doing this?
Yes. Yeah. Right. What the AAA team should have done was stepped up and been like, this is causing a bunch of problems. We're just gonna cancel it.
Yeah.
And they would have been the heroes. But then, so it's Syracuse. It's fucking late March. It's freezing. They're practicing inside at the football dome, and they just have like a sandbox for the mound. It's literally a wooden box filled with dirt. So right away, it was like, I mean, maybe an hour had gone by of people being like, wow, the Mets did something smart. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. They're having people pitch in a sandbox in a fucking dome in Syracuse.
That's how he gets hurt.
I couldn't believe Syndergaard even took the mound. Like,
yeah.
I would have just refused to do the whole thing. So while also on top of all that, their flight back from Florida to get to Syracuse was delayed 3 hours. So it was just like one thing after another. And he tweeted, I'm going to do a tarmac Q&A. And one of the questions was, does your ex have the most annoying voice ever? And he just tweeted, yep.
Wow.
So we can see he's handling this breakup.
Damn.
Shots fired.
Yep.
Talking about our coop.
Last topic here. Michael Avenatti, I believe is his name. Trump's lawyer was trying to basically extort Nike, saying, I'm going to expose this bombshell report if you don't give me money. It was that DeAndre Ayton was getting money from Nike. And I don't think anybody in the world cared. And Nike turned right around and was like, we're going to arrest you for trying to extort us. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead with the news. We don't care. You're being arrested for extorting us. I didn't see like anybody like shame DeAndre Ayton's family or anything. I mean, that whole world, I think, as crazy as the world has gone, I think people are being very logical about college athletes. And they were just like, yeah, if he's going to wear Nike shoes and they pay his family for it.
He's insanely talented.
Yeah, like, good for him. I mean, I feel like everybody wants that to just be the case anyway, and nobody cared.
Yes.
And now he's going to get arrested for extortion.
Yes.
So
that moment,
good job
though,
by you, bro.
Between when he tweeted it, being like, I have explosive Nike news, and when the district court was like, yeah, we're about to arrest this dude.
Yeah.
It was about 15 minutes, and everyone was
could
like,
have been
please
anything.
Be Duke, please be Duke.
Yep.
It was awesome. Awesome.
Also, one other NBA highlight, this dude, Yosef Nurkic, just destroying his leg.
His baseline, Carroll met him there. That's no good. Nurkic again on the offensive boards, and now these are all.
Oh.
And Yusuf Nurkic is seriously hurt.
Oh.
That is a serious injury.
Oh.
Snapped.
And the ref.
The ref kicks in, stumbles over him and like kicks his toe of his newly mangled Joe Theismann-esque leg.
Oh.
Brutal. Guy was having a good year too. That's a shame to see that. I feel like you almost, well, that leg is pretty mangled, but I feel like with Paul George and shit like that, people
Sean
bounce back from these things.
I feel bad saying it.
I watched the ref kicking his foot so many times. That was so funny.
I mean, he's like whistling and not even looking.
It's the most not like, oh, this fucking guy's on the floor again. Like,
yeah.
Right, somebody get this
almost
guy
over-exaggerated,
out of here.
Like, look, bro, you're like, move, I'm stepping over you here.
His leg was, I mean, every which way, it was just folded
Poor
up.
Poor Trailblazers. So. They're just fucking snake bitten.
Forever and ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon Roy, Greg Oden, mm-hmm. CJ McCollum got hurt a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Like, they were actually kind of a fun team this year. I just, yeah, that sucks.
All right, after show, Bob Fox has himself a new podcast, My Mom's Basement.
Yep.
Which is the perfect name.
Wait, Your Mom's Basement or Your Mom's Basement?
It's called My Mom's Basement. Yep. My mom cried when I told her that was the name of it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
How is your mom's basement?
She doesn't have one anymore, but the one that I grew up in was sick. It was like my basement.
Yeah, I've been in your mom's basement before.
Nice.
It's a catch-all for everything Bob does. Nice. MMA, music, TV, movies, comic book, wrestling, anything Bob does, which is cool. Yeah. I mean, everything here is so niche and so focused to have one that's a little bit, a broader spectrum. And guest number one, Dana White, making waves.
Decent.
Skip Bayless right away referenced it, said Dana White was on a Barstool Sports podcast.
Oh, wow.
It was your boy, Bob Fox.
So just on Monday, Dana sat down with Barstool Sports for a podcast and said, every time I deal with Connor, there's always something. There's always something to deal with, and we get it figured out.
Yeah.
So, it's getting referenced to the podcast.
Getting referenced a lot. I'm a big fan. I was getting like a ton of interview opportunities for so many like cool people in different realms that I'd be like, I just have nowhere to put that. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Now you do.
Now I have somewhere to put it.
Can I come on?
Of course.
Can I go in your
Where can people find it? What is it under? What category?
So it's under comedy right now. Okay. iTunes are kind
of
screwing
comedy,
us.
Bro.
I don't really care much about the rankings, if we're being honest, because I know with as niche, whatever you want
to
call it,
that's why you need everything to do, that's is. Why, all right, let's pick one then. Let's pick a random
Just
ranking.
Pick some random shit like vegetables and farming.
You own it. You own it, dude.
Like, I'm the number one podcast in farming, whatever.
Yeah. And then if they ever come down on me, I'll be like, no, I cover everything. So like,
I've talked about corn before with Trent.
Religion and spirituality.
Honestly,
no, there's definitely like Joel Austin.
I bet like Oprah Super Soul Sunday. Mm, Oprah would crush me.
Spirituality would somehow work for you.
I said to you the other day.
Games and hobbies.
I need Oprah to do Answer the Internet.
If Oprah does Answer the Internet, I promise you I'll retire right then and there.
Dude, bro, games and hobbies.
There's not a bunch of esports nerds? No offense. Maybe.
No, I'm looking. It's not like that crazy.
That actually is not even that
I mean,
like, false.
It is mostly hobbies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Comic book reading.
Not a bad idea.
Shit like that.
But to be honest, it really doesn't matter. You're right.
No, it doesn't.
The rankings are kind of fugazi anyway, and it's all about just putting out good content and not worrying about that kind of shit.
Next week we got Jared Karabas on, reuniting from the top rope.
The Rocket. Yep. Forget about Dana White. The Rocket's coming.
From the top rope reunion for WrestleMania.
Nice. Are we on iTunes yet? Or just
is WrestleMania here?
Yeah, MetLife Stadium.
Oh, again, nice.
Yep. So
check it out on Spotify right now.
It's on Spotify right now.
I've been using
right
Spotify more often for podcasts.
iTunes has given us trouble, but it'll definitely be on iTunes by tomorrow morning.
Awesome. So check it out. My Mom's Basement. Subscribe, rate, review, give it a listen. Congratulations to Dan one more time. See you tomorrow.